Welcome to the UUFCC weekly update of March 22nd, 2024. For the Universal Zoom link, we have a button to push for that. If you have an announcement for the Sunday service or for the Book of Life, email bookoflife@uufcc.org by 6 p.m. Saturday night. The weekly update includes all the links for the following week. You may also find the links on the UUFCC calendar, which is available from the UUFCC.org homepage. If you go to the calendar, you may click on an event and it will give you information about accessing the event. Events that are in person at UUFCC will have a turquoise circle on the calendar. In-person events in the following schedule will have a turquoise font. Events which are by outside groups renting space at UUFCC are denoted by a green font. If your meeting is scheduled for in-person but you need a Zoom link, you may find it on the UUFCC calendar. Simply click on the event, and if there is a Zoom link, it will be displayed. You may access the calendar from the website uufcc.org. What's happening at UUFCC this week? Sunday, March 24th, annual congregational meeting. At 9 a.m., there is a conversation among friends, in person only. At 10:30 a.m., the sermon will be given by Reverend Amy Kindred. The title of it is, I Think I Will Never See. It will be in person and on YouTube. Worship Associate Jackie Williamson, Director Corey Dowdy and Tom Dooley, Music Ryan Smith and the Choir. Following the service, there will be the annual congregational meeting. Monday, March 25th, 1:30 p.m., Shaw Chapel Circle. Tuesday, March 26th, 8 a.m., Men's Coffee Group. Wednesday, March 27th, 1:30 p.m., Book Group, talking about The Road Back by Eric Maria Remarque. At 4 p.m., Array will meet. At 5 p.m., choir, let me make that 6 p.m., choir rehearsal. 7 p.m., happy hour on the Universal Zoom link. Thursday, March 28th, 4:30 p.m., there will be Buddhist meditation. 7 p.m., AA group will meet. Friday, March 29th, 1 p.m., piano tuning, 3 p.m., yoga in the sanctuary. Warning, new deadline and guidelines for weekly updates. Please be aware, all weekly updates must be submitted by 5 p.m. Thursday. Email content must have weekly update in the subject line. Any updates received after 5 p.m. deadline will not be guaranteed to be included. UUFCC Annual Congregational Meeting, Sunday, March 24th, following worship service. As an added incentive to the fellowship for the service and the meeting, our own beloved former minister, Reverend Amy Kindred, will be here to give the sermon. We will have an open house before service from 9 a.m. for people to visit with Rev. Amy, since there will be little time after the service due to the annual meeting. Kappa's fundraiser baskets. Three baskets have been donated to be raffled off to raise funds for Kappa's. The baskets will be on display in the main hall this coming Sunday, 3/24/24. You will get a chance to purchase some raffle tickets before the Sunday service. Three tickets will be drawn, and the lucky winners will be announced after the annual meeting. Great news! Our mom is making such good progress. She has completed a CNA training course. She has been studying for the driver's test and practicing for that. She will soon be certified for work and have a driver's license. Just one little item is needed, a car. Do you or someone you know have a car that is no longer being used, that is in good shape, that could be donated or purchased at a reasonable price? If so, please contact a member of the Immigration Justice Committee. Thank you. Save the date, April 13th at 3 p.m. There will be a piano concert at UUFCC featuring performances by Cindy Stein and Jody DeSalvo. Cindy is the person who donated the beautiful Steinway grand piano to the fellowship. Both she and Jody are professional musicians. PFLAG Port Charlotte Art Workshop, Painting, Crafting, and Drawing, April 14th from 12:30 to 2:30. It's free, and this is going to take place at the Northport Art Center, 5950 Sam Chapos Way, Northport, Florida. The tax man cometh. The office is happy to supply a calendar year statement of your giving for 2023 upon request. Just drop an email to the office at office@uufcc.org and request one, and we'll get it right out to you. Signed, Sandy. Missing. There are two coffee makers missing from the kitchen. They do not belong to the fellowship, but to other groups who use our space to meet weekly. Please return them. Thanks. Social Justice Committee news. There's a button for the minutes from the March 10th, 2024 meeting, and another button for the agenda for the April 14th, 2024 meeting. Immigration Justice Committee news. The committee meets on the first and third Wednesday of every month at 5 p.m. on Zoom. Contact Betty for the link. And there's a button for the minutes from the March 20th, 2024 meeting. Tech problems or concerns. Our technology team is instituting a new procedure for getting help with fellowship tech issues. If you want to report a problem, get help, arrange for tech help with an event or any other fellowship tech issue, email helpdesk@uufcc.org. The office tried out the new procedure with great success. The resolution on the monitor in the social hall has improved. Papers at UUFCC. The Social Justice Committee is overseeing the Peace Garden Memorial Paver Project. If you would like to honor a loved one or friend, deceased or still with us in perpetuity, this might be the way to do it. Take a look at the pavers already in the Peace Garden to get an idea of what they look like. Print out the form that is linked in this notice and follow the simple instructions, up to three lines for each paver. Include a check made out to UFCC for $75 per paver with your form and send it to the office. You will be notified when your paver has been delivered and placed by our grounds committee. $45 of each paver purchase is donated to UFCC, and there is a button for the paver order form. Communique, the next issue, is going to be available very shortly, and it is encouraging your participation. Always wanted to see your name in print? Well, here's your chance. What to write about? Whatever tickles your fancy. Sure, it has to pass muster with the editorial board, but that shouldn't be an obstacle. See the front page of our first issue. Consult the UUFCC webpage for back issues at www.uufcc.org for ideas. The final date for submissions for the April 2024 issue is March 24th, and that will be tomorrow. 300-word limit, go for it. Send submissions to editorialboard@uufcc.org. And there's a button to push for the March issue. Late March and April birthdays. Ken Brennan, March 18th. Myrna Cherry, March 31st. Laurie Douglas, April 8th. Dennis Shaw, April 14th. Jim Boyle, April 22nd. Alice Klatnerberg, April 27th. Please contact the office if you want to be on the birthday greeting list. All we need is the month and day of your birth. The year is totally unnecessary unless you want to give the office a chance to giggle. Check out the Southern Region's March newsletter. There's a button to push for that. Donations and offerings to the UUFCC. You may mail checks and pledges to the office, drop them in our mailbox, or call the office to make other arrangements. We appreciate your ongoing support. We are equipped to handle donations through the phone app Venmo. Payments through this app should be made to UUFCC offering. If you would like your donation to apply to anything other than UUFCC operations, such as the discretionary fund or second helping, please indicate so in the notes field. Our mailing address is 1532 Forest Nelson Boulevard, Port Charlotte, Florida 33952. Office hours. It's always best to call first. Call Anna to make sure someone's in the office. Life has a way of interfering with our schedules. Anna should be in the office Monday through Thursday, for, 8 to 1, and Friday, 8 to 12. There's a button to push there. Afterwards, if you wish to visit the UUFCC website. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the conclusion of the UUFCC Weekly Update for March 22nd, 2024.